Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiar.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Chuck Cadillac. Charles W. Cadillac is the CEO of Community of Liberty, at communityofliberty.org, right, Chuck?
That's correct, yep.
Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about Community of Liberty?
We're committed to spreading liberty throughout the land. Chapter 1 is in Irvine, California, so anybody in Orange County, love to see you at one of our meetings. We meet Friday for breakfast, and we have a monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month. And we do several things. One is we focus on understanding more deeply the founding principles, because that's critical to changing and shifting the common sense of the American people to discover those. We want to understand the opposition, so we spend some time studying the progressive movement and its rejection of the founding principles.
Mm-hmm.
And then third, we have a community support effort. We support specifically the Orange County Rescue Mission in Irvine, California.
If somebody wanted to start a chapter of Community of Liberty in another part of the country, how would they do that?
Just go to the website, send me an email.
All right. So, folks, follow up with that. Check out what Chuck has to say. And if you'd like to know more about him, about what he thinks, you can find him at Forbes.com. He's a great contributor, regular, highly respected contributor to Forbes.com. So check that out there. You can follow his work there. Chuck, the President's State of the Union speech last night, he talked about raising minimum wage, which is a loser. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
He talked about the Paycheck Fairness Act, which is in the works right now, which I don't have a problem with. The only problem I've got with paycheck fairness is to the degree that it just gives attorneys the trial bar more jobs.
No, look.
But the other thing is, as long as wait a minute, Chuck. As long as they do the math on job for job, not across the demographic, then I don't have a problem with it. But when they take entire demographics without regard to lifestyle and all that sort of thing, that's when I think they got bad math.
They're going to put bureaucrats in charge of deciding what people should be paid. It'll be a disaster.
Yeah, that's right.
It's simple as that. And they're not going to stick job to job. They're going to go equivalent. They want to do job equivalents.
Right.
Like a bureaucrat knows what the equivalent job can be. Like, scientifically, you can understand it. The whole problem of the progressive movement, and this is symptomatic of it, is they don't understand human nature. In fact, they deny the nature of human beings.
Right.
And the idea that a single human being can decide mathematically with precision what a job equivalent pay is absurd. That's why we have markets. Markets
right.
sort that out.
That's right. Not the government. When the government gets involved, just like they did with the Community Reinvestment Act, which gave rise to 2008.
That's right.
All right, so let's move on. Another thing, he talked about all these jobs that he's going to create. He didn't say shovel ready like he did last time, because he's already admitted those jobs weren't really shovel ready. But he's apparently he wants more of those.
This is a big government solution. The government is the source of all economic growth. So we're going to have 15 new manufacturing centers. We're going to subsidize electric cars, which nobody wants to drive, and that burst into flames. We're going to subsidize $12 billion a year windmills, which slaughter thousands of birds.
Yep.
We're going to subsidize these solar panels, which are going to cover the desert. Every environmentalist should be up in arms.
If you go to the Coachella Valley.
And you know what it's going to do? And he's going to reduce, to the extent he can, no matter what he said in the speech, the production of abundant natural gas,
right,
where we have
right.
centuries of natural gas.
That's right.
Centuries worth of natural yep. gas that's low cost, that will support manufacturing. It can be used, by the way, in fleets like trucks and cars if people so choose.
If somebody went to where you live, California, Southern California, and drove down the Coachella Valley to Palm Springs, they would see probably, I don't know, a million of these windmills. They're grotesque. They've ruined the landscape, and they're not. And most of them aren't even working. So
and they kill bald egos. Do you know they got a waiver that they have a license to kill bald eagles? Something no one else can have.
You mean they shoot them?
They kill about 50 a year. About 50 bald eagles a year are killed. Wow. Can you imagine if any other organization out there and killed bald eagles?
So these are things that the president proposed: shovel-ready jobs, green energy jobs that we already know he's failed at.
Yeah, but that's why we have a Republican House.
That's right. But that's of course that's what
he's
working against.
And he's going to force and the Republican House needs to force the Senate to take votes. They need to.
But they haven't been able to do that, though, have they?
Well, that's because the Speaker was, after the landslide of 2010, thought he could negotiate in good faith with the President.
You can't negotiate in good faith with Barack Obama.
But he couldn't.
Barack Obama doesn't.
So now I think John Boehner understands that now, and I think that he's going to start demanding Senate take a vote. Look, if the Democrats don't want sequester, the Senate needs to pass an alternative to the Republican alternative. Let's have a law. Then let's go into conference.
Another thing
just to say, you have to raise some broad outline that the president enunciates in a speech. That's not legislating. That's not a solution. That's posturing. Now,
another thing
it's all aimed at winning the 2014 election. Look, all this is about not about what's going to happen in the next 2 years. It's about the Democrats trying to win the House so they can do whatever they want to do in the last 2 years of his administration.
I got to take a quick break, but another thing he talked about was more trade agreements. Folks, this president hasn't initiated one single new trade agreement in his term as president. He's ratified some that were already in place that had been stuck for a long time. He hasn't created any of his own. So when he talks about across the Atlantic and the Pacific trade agreements, those aren't going. He's not going to create those. I believe that's untrue. Tintail, we come back. What did he do? What did he say that maybe was good? We got one of those.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.